Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name is Seth McClellan, and I'm a professor and filmmaker. And I first came to Holden Village when I was about 8 years old, and my dad was on the teaching faculty, and I had a really remarkable, life-changing experience at Holden Village. I was introduced to a variety of artists, and it was here that I conceived of and wrote my first real story with the guidance and support of a poet who was in the village, who was very kind to me and supportive of me. And that kind of sparked me on a lifelong interest of storytelling and how stories work. And now I'm really lucky to be able to tell stories all the time when I make films. And I really credit my boyhood experience at Holden with paving the way for me going down that path. I then came back to Holden when I was around 18. I worked here for a summer, and that was a really great thing for me to do, to kind of split up my college years and shift direction a little bit. And now I'm back with my own 8-year-old daughters and really glad to be here. The thing I wanted to share with Holden Village was I show my own films a lot. I've made a variety of feature films, a film called King in Chicago, which is a documentary about Martin Luther King and the Chicago Freedom Movement, where I got to meet and interview a lot of the leaders of the civil rights movement, some of King's closest friends and colleagues. And another movie, my most recent documentary, was Little Wounds Warriors, which is about Native American youth on Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and them reacting to a teen suicide epidemic in their midst the winter before I was there. And it's them reaching back deeper into their own communities and their own traditions, trying to find a new narrative that is more life-affirming and that serves their community better. And these movies, and I've made other fictional films as well that have played a lot of different film festivals, and I also make short films and freelance. And I bring these films up because one of the things that I think is so valuable about a community like Holden is that it offers us an alternative way to thinking about our shared experience. It offers us a different way of thinking about what it means to be a person in society. And what's really fascinated me as a filmmaker and as a human being is how society, how people, how individuals break down and lose track of their own narrative, and how we get so conflicted within ourselves. And so I hosted a film screening here at a series of screenings here at Holden, and those films focused on people who had complex experiences trying to live faithful lives. And that's pretty much my experience of every person of faith or every person I've ever met, is that there's this really strong push and pull in people between trying to do good, trying to serve their community or serve God or however you want to think about it, how to be a decent, ethical, moral person, and also are animal, pagan, sometimes Old Testament emotional reactions, the rage and anger and sin or dysfunction or loss of personal narrative that lives inside of all of us. And I think that there is a huge struggle between those two things of trying to be someone of faith and someone who's of value to the community, and also these really ancient emotions that bubble under the surface of each of us. And my films try to explore that. I'm most interested in how groups or individuals lose their way. And I'm most interested in how communities contain both light and darkness. And I think one of the biggest challenges we have culturally right now is that we tend to want to see things starkly polarized in black and white in the space of a tweet. We want to say, this is really wonderful, this person's the best person ever, they're beyond reproach. Or we want to say, look at what this person did, they are evil, they should be ejected from the group, they are sin. And there's something very Old Testament and pre-Christian about it, about looking at people in such starkly vivid ways. And I think the real power of the message of Christ was to challenge those assumptions and challenge that real simplistic black and white view of the world. And so in the little way that I can help in my culture and in this dialogue that is people of good faith or people of any faith or people by circumstance thrown together, the way I think I can serve that is by trying to remind us all and trying to, in my own life and art, honor and speak to the complexity in each of our experience and how we are both full of light and delight and wonder, and also in us are dark, ancient, real impulses that are not light and that are cheap and nasty, and how we can see both of those clearly and choose the light and choose the community over our basest instincts. You can watch my movies on Amazon Prime. Sometimes they're on Netflix or on YouTube. You can friend me, Seth McClellan, on Facebook or LinkedIn. And I've got a website that is pretty up to date with my comings and goings and where I'm screening films. The films I showed here at Holden was The Passion of Joan of Arc, the 1928 version by Theodore Dreyer, and Carl Theodore Dreyer, rather. And The Virgin Spring by Ingmar Bergman, and The Apostle by Robert Duvall. And all of these films explore the complications of being a person of faith or trying to be a person of faith. So central to the power of the Holden Village experience is this, grandeur, this natural grandeur, being in this gorge and being awed by how much we are of nature and how grander nature is than us, and being just a group of people. And this is what I think the human experience really is that we get all wrapped up in our individual lives and in our cities and feeling very upset about what's going on in our personal drama, and we forget that all we have is each other within this harsh, wild, exciting, beautiful, frightening, grand world. And Holden Village, the location, really brings that home. The whole point of a narrative is you shouldn't be that aware that it's your narrative. It doesn't be your narrative. It should just be, this is my identity. This is what's important in the world. And I think the danger is, and what the way people lose their narrative, is they lose feeling like they have a role. They lose feeling like their life has meaning. They lose feeling like they matter. So I think it's the sort of thing where ideally, you shouldn't be aware of your narrative. You should just be engulfed in your narrative. You should be living your narrative. The problem is that when people, for a ton of different reasons, lose that narrative, then they're lost. and they don't know who they are, and their behavior becomes very destructive towards others or to themselves.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.